From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump outlined his agenda for the country Tuesday night during his first speech before the entire Congress, making references to previous pledges, including building a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to fight drug trafficking and crime. Public safety is one of the cornerstones of his domestic agenda.
To protect our citizens, I have directed the Department of Justice to form a task force on reducing violent crime. I have further ordered the Departments of Homeland Security and Justice, along with the Department of State and the Director of National Intelligence, to coordinate an aggressive strategy to dismantle the criminal cartels that have spread all across our nation.
Mr. Trump also outlined some of the progress made since his inauguration, including getting top companies to commit to new jobs. Former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear gave the customary Democratic response to Mr. Trump's speech.
Look, make no mistake, I'm a military veteran myself, and I know that protecting America is a president's highest duty. Yet President Trump is ignoring serious threats to our national security from Russia, who's not our friend, while alienating our allies who fought with us side by side and are our friends in a dangerous world. His approach makes us less safe and should worry every freedom-loving American.
That was Kentucky Governor, the former Governor Steve Beshear. He went on to say that Mr. Trump all but declared war on refugees and immigrants. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. The draft resolution that was defeated sought to impose sanctions on the Assad regime for the use of chemical weapons in at least three attacks on its population in 2014 and 2015. President Trump is blaming his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, for recent protests against Republican lawmakers facing angry voters in their home states about their plans to overturn Obama's health care reforms. Some Republicans said many of the protesters were part of groups organized by opposition Democrats. Mr. Trump told a Fox News program, using his words now, "I think that President Obama is behind it, because his people are certainly behind it." Trump went on and concluded by saying that he understands it's all politics and that he is changing things Obama wanted. Somali President Mohamed Farmajo has declared a state of disaster as his nation struggles with a severe drought and food crisis. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration warns that many of the millions of people facing famine in three African countries and in Yemen risk starving to death without urgent action to help them. Lisa Schlein has more on the story.
More than 20 million people reportedly are suffering from severe food shortages in South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria. Somalia's problems are largely due to a severe drought, though conflict also plays a part. In the cases of South Sudan, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria, the United Nations says man-made disasters caused by conflict, insecurity, extreme violence, and economic degradation are behind the food crises facing these countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Malaysia's Attorney General says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The two, an Indonesian and Vietnamese individual, have said they thought they were participating in a television prank show. The charges they will face carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at the Kuala Lumpur airport. The United States military has confirmed the killing of a top Taliban leader in a recent airstrike in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.